This is the Pearson Test of English General Level 5. This test takes 2 hours and 55 minutes. Section 1. You will have 10 seconds to read each question and the corresponding options. Then listen to the recording. After the recording, you will have 10 seconds to choose the correct option. Put a cross in the box next to the correct answer, as in the example. Example. Listen to the man speaking. What is he doing?
It's all about making a profit. Food companies use health charity logos because they want to give the impression that their foods are healthier in order to increase sales. But charities and medical associations aren't there to make money for food companies.
The correct answer is B. Number 1. Listen to the beginning of a radio program. Who is being described?
The subject of tonight's profile is a man of many parts. Many, particularly younger people, know him for his political views. He is the author of many books that collectively offer a coherent critique of modern globalized economics. They may even be aware that, as a professor of linguistics, he was responsible for one of the most influential theories in the history of that field.
Number 2. Listen to an advert. What does it suggest about bank holidays, which are public holidays in the UK?
If you find yourself painted into a corner this bank holiday, don't worry. At Homeworks DIY Superstore, we're here to help. Open on Sunday and Bank Holiday Monday from 10 till 4.
Number 3. Listen to a man speaking. Who is he?
Nowadays, our nation has embraced the idea of cultural diversity. In fact, it's become the bedrock of our economy, and whatever the opposition says, going back to the days of restricted immigration will be a disastrous backward step.
Number 4. Listen to an advertisement. What is the car's main selling point?
The power, acceleration and deluxe interior come as standard as you would expect. What we think might be unexpected, though, is its quite remarkable fuel economy.
Number 5. Listen to a conversation. What is the woman's reaction to what the man says?
What I keep noticing when I go abroad is how uniform everything is. The same shopping malls, the same fast food chains, the same brands in the shops. It's almost not worth travelling at all.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, I see what you mean, but the diversity is still there, under the surface, don't you think?
Number 6. Listen to an advertisement. What is being advertised?
Be fluent in a month or even less with our revolutionary new method, suitable for holidays, business or study. We guarantee you'll be amazed.
Number 7. Listen to part of an interview. What does the woman say?
English is presumably the official language in the UK, isn't it?
Believe it or not, the UK doesn't actually have an official language. Although around 75% of people speak English monolingually, so 25% don't. There are at least five other what you might call native languages, Welsh, Cornish, Gaelic and so on, not to mention those brought in by people coming from places like India and Pakistan.
Number 8. Listen to part of an interview. What does the man say about product promotions?
So, how did you resist the temptation to go for product promotions?
Well, to my mind, it didn't suit our company's aims at the time. The distinction is that promotions are a strategy that can certainly increase profits in the short term, whereas what we wanted was to create brand loyalty, which takes longer and costs more. Actually, short-term promotions, special offers and so on often damage the reputation of a brand.
Number 9. Listen to part of an interview. What is the man's job?
Do you find your options are a bit restricted?
A bit. The problem is that the diversity of society isn't represented in the number of roles available. And I think that's not going to change till we get more writers from different ethnic backgrounds to create those parts.
Number 10. Listen to a man talking. What is he probably talking about?
Well, there are several variables involved in this kind of work. We'd need to see the document and assess the level of complexity of the project before confirming costs.
Section 2. Number 11. You will hear a recording about official language. Listen to the whole recording once, then you will hear the recording again, with pauses for you to write down what you hear. Make sure you spell the words correctly.
This timely and brilliant book analyzes the way in which language can be utilized. Not to clarify meaning, but to obscure it, by imposing limitations on how concepts are perceived. It cuts through the euphemisms and propaganda, now routinely used by governments and corporations, revealing the true significance of their hidden agendas. This timely and brilliant book. analyses the way in which language can be utilized. Not to clarify meaning. But to obscure it. By imposing limitations on how concepts are perceived. It cuts through the euphemisms and propaganda. Now routinely used by governments and corporations. Revealing the true significance of their hidden agendas.
Section 3. Numbers 12 to 16. You will hear a talk about biodiversity. First, read the notes below, then listen and complete the notes with information from the talk.
You will hear the recording twice.
People sometimes ask what difference it makes if we lose the odd species here and there. The answer is simple, even if the science is complex. Biological diversity is essential to life. Without it, we simply couldn't survive on this planet, and it's being eroded at an alarming rate. The chief culprit is the loss of various habitats. When we clear areas for agriculture or industry, or drain unique ecosystems like wetlands, we kill off all the life in them. A close second in the list of causes is the introduction, either deliberate or accidental, of invasive alien species, which can cause severe problems in the ecosystems they invade and lead to the extinction of native plants or animals. Thirdly, there is pollution, which can be defined as any chemical in the wrong place or at a hazardous level of concentration. Such chemical imbalances in the environment often have disastrous effects on biodiversity. Closely allied to this in terms of causation is, of course, climate change and the many potentially disastrous impacts associated with it. What underlies all of these causes, unfortunately, is us. Human population has increased at an exponential rate and is the main factor in all the problems I've described. It tripled in the 20th century, and although growth is slowing, some experts predict it will take until the 23rd century for it to level out at around 11 billion.
Now, listen again.
People sometimes ask what difference it makes if we lose the odd species here and there. The answer is simple, even if the science is complex. Biological diversity is essential to life. Without it, we simply couldn't survive on this planet, and it's being eroded at an alarming rate. The chief culprit is the loss of various habitats. When we clear areas for agriculture or industry, or drain unique ecosystems like wetlands, we kill off all the life in them. A close second in the list of causes is the introduction, either deliberate or accidental, of invasive alien species, which can cause severe problems in the ecosystems they invade and lead to the extinction of native plants or animals. Thirdly, there is pollution, which can be defined as any chemical in the wrong place or at a hazardous level of concentration. Such chemical imbalances in the environment often have disastrous effects on biodiversity. Closely allied to this in terms of causation is, of course, climate change and the many potentially disastrous impacts associated with it. What underlies all of these causes, unfortunately, is us. Human population has increased at an exponential rate and is the main factor in all the problems I've described. It tripled in the 20th century, and although growth is slowing, some experts predict it will take until the 23rd century for it to level out at around 11 billion.
Numbers 17 to 21. You will hear a radio news report about minority languages. First, read the notes below, then listen and complete the notes with information from the report.
You will hear the recording twice.
Overseas visitors are sometimes surprised to be told that Welsh, far from being a dialect of English, is actually, of course, a language in its own right. In fact, Welsh speakers often proudly claim that it's the oldest language in Europe. Now, another language, also with Celtic origins, is set to join it, not exactly with the same official status, but at least as a protected language. A new law will make it illegal for public bodies to discriminate against speakers of Cornish. Cornish is the ancient tongue of England's most westerly county. It is spoken by a tiny minority, but they are fiercely protective. The main problem, though, is that there are no less than three versions, each with different spellings and vocabulary. The question of which version is the authentic one is the source of much emotional argument. So-called modern Cornish dates from around 1800, a period when the language had all but died out. To compensate for numerous gaps in the vocabulary, it uses English words for things like telephones and computers. There was a revival of interest in Cornish culture at the beginning of the 20th century, resulting in a version called Unified Cornish. Then, around 80 years later, came an offshoot called Common Cornish, which is actually spoken by more people, especially newcomers to the language.
Now, listen again.
Overseas visitors are sometimes surprised to be told that Welsh, far from being a dialect of English, is actually, of course, a language in its own right. In fact, Welsh speakers often proudly claim that it's the oldest language in Europe. Now, another language, also with Celtic origins, is set to join it, Not exactly with the same official status, but at least as a protected language. A new law will make it illegal for public bodies to discriminate against speakers of Cornish. Cornish is the ancient tongue of England's most westerly county. It is spoken by a tiny minority, but they are fiercely protective. The main problem, though, is that there are no less than three versions, each with different spellings and vocabulary. The question of which version is the authentic one is the source of much emotional argument. So-called modern Cornish dates from around 1800, a period when the language had all but died out. To compensate for numerous gaps in the vocabulary, it uses English words for things like telephones and computers. There was a revival of interest in Cornish culture at the beginning of the 20th century, resulting in a version called Unified Cornish. Then, around 80 years later, came an offshoot called Common Cornish, which is actually spoken by more people, especially newcomers to the language.
That is the end of the listening section of the test. Now go on to the other sections of the test.